them in the wrong places. Yeah, amen. Can I remind, can I give you some places they look? Amen. Where they shouldn't be looking. You see, lasting freedom does not come from being an American. Amen. I know it's good to be in this land because I look at all of the lands across this world. There's not one other country that I would much rather be. But let me tell you something. Lasting freedom does not come from being an American. Lasting freedom does not come from being a Republican or a Democrat. Lasting freedom does not come from being a liberal or a conservative. Lasting freedom does not come from being black, white, grizzled, or gray. Praise God. Lasting freedom does not come from who you know upon this earth or how much money you have in your pocket, in your bank account, or anywhere else. You see, lasting freedom come from obeying and abiding in the word of God. And you see, man, that includes us. Praise God. We're enslaved by sin and the consequences of slave. Amen. You see, man, he cannot keep from sin, and therefore he bears the consequences of sin. What are those consequences? Praise God. I'm talking about the guilt. I'm talking about the shame, the hurt, the pain, the sorrow, the suffering, the destruction, the devastation, the brokenness, the death, and finally, the judgment. Uh-huh. Praise God. All of those things, when we are locked up, tied up, and tangled up in sin, praise God, keeps us shackled. Even though we are free, praise God, supposedly. Amen. You see, man needs to be free from sin. And the way we are freed from sin is by believing, obeying, and abiding. That word abiding just means to continue. Praise God, in the word. So if we believe and continue in the word, we will know the truth. And the truth shall make us free. I'm talking about a freedom that will last. Amen. But number two, secondly, not only are we to know, we should know the truth, we must know our past and present conditions. Oh, yeah. You see, as Jesus was talking to these Jews about knowing the truth and the truth making them free, they hit him with some sarcasm. It's there in the text. They were being sarcastic. Amen. In verse 33, when they said, they answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man." Now they were lying out of their teeth. Amen. How sayest thou that that ye shall be made free? You see, the fact that the Jews considered themselves free was a part of their problem. Amen. Can I say that again? In order for a person to really understand Christ and be saved, they need to understand what condition they are in. When you always think that you are right, when you always think that you are all right, praise God, then you will never recognize the fact that you may need somebody, praise God, who can give you freedom. Praise God. They did not understand, did not know what they were talking about or their present condition when they spoke these words. Because if we were to go back in history, you know, history says that when they uttered these words, they were already under Roman, praise God, authority. But they say they were never in bondage or enslaved to anybody. And if you just go back further in history, you find that not only were they under the Romans' captivity, but they were enslaved and in bondage by the Egyptians, the Philistines, the Midianites, the Amorites, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, the Persians, and the Greek. And praise God, and all the time when they were re-enslaved were directly related to their sin. Amen. Y'all have heard me talk about the ups and downs of Israel. Praise God. They, when they were obeying the word of God, they had a king who were walking according to the statutes of God. Praise God. They enjoyed an up. But praise God, when they got one of those rascals in there who was not, praise God, obeying the word of God, then they were on a down. Amen. They were enslaved to the point that if you go back and just read the book of Judges, amen, just you don't have to go too far. You go and read the first and second chapter of the book of Judges. It talks about how after Joshua had gotten them into the promised land and settled each one of those tribes, praise God, you find that brother Joshua passed from the scene. And the Bible said that he was 110 years old. Praise God. But you know one other thing about it? After Joshua passed off the scene, it said that the Israelite began to serve all kinds of strange gods. Amen. To the point, if you look at Judges chapter 2, verse 11, it says, "And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they served Balaam." If you don't know who Balaam is by now, praise God, that's nothing more than a form of a satanic person. Amen. So that's what they served. So Joshua, amen, was trying, as long as he was living, he would remind them of what they were doing. But as soon as he passed out of the way, praise God, they began to go right back to what they were doing. Sometimes remind me of some of our families. Praise God, when we are in the presence of some of them rascals and rascalettes, we can tell them about what the Lord, and they'll say, "Oh yeah, I understand." But as soon as you get on the bus, soon as you get on the plane and get out of town, man, them rascals go right back to the same mess that they were in. Oh yeah, even some of them, when they get caught up and go to prison, they can get so religious. I speak for my own family because I got two of them and been there. Amen. I had a nephew of mine was stealing much as everything he can get his hands on, snorting much as dope as he can get. And then when he got caught, amen. Y'all getting quiet on me, but I'm not. I'm speaking something I know. Amen. Next thing I saw him in the paper, they had an article where this guy had done, I won't call his name so y'all might know him, praise God, he done got religion. They got a picture of him in there teaching folk and all of that stuff. But you want to know something? Soon as that rascal got out of jail, amen, it wasn't 2 days. I'm just trying to tell you what it is. He went right back to the same folk that he was picking up dope and began to sell dope and run the street again. Amen. So what I'm trying to tell us that we have to abide in his word. You see, as I look at the plight of black Americans, we must know our past and our present conditions. For we have had a history of recurring enslavement. Oh yeah, once freed from slavery in America, we were enslaved by ignorance, with few exceptions. In other words, we were unable to read or write, praise God, and we as sharecroppers, we worked for years only to find that at the end of every year, we still owed our souls to the general store. Hey! Oh yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Hey! But then there rose from among our ranks, yeah, One, the liking of Booker T. Washington, who challenged us to train our hands, to train our minds, and to work hard and be honest. And he formed a school in a little place called Tuskegee, Alabama. Praise God, to help black Americans to become truly free men. But this was not a freedom that lasts. You see, we found ourselves rising from the cotton fields and enjoying new freedoms that the court case, oh yeah, court case of Plessy versus Ferguson took place right in New Orleans. Where the Supreme Court in 1896 agreed that separate but equal facilities was the law of the land. Amen. We were re-enslaved, amen, to second-class status, which meant that there were colored schools, colored waiting rooms, colored facilities. I got to say this because I see a lot of young folk out here, and they have covered up history, so y'all don't understand none of this stuff. But I lived through all of it. Praise God. Colored facilities. But thanks be to God, because from the ranks of what looked like disillusion came men like Roy Wilkins, amen, of the NAACP. I'm talking about the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. And men like Thurgood Marshall, praise God, who challenged the separate but equal law in a landmark case. Some of y'all know about it. That took place in 1954 in a little place called Topeka, Kansas. And it was in that case, Brown versus the Board of Education. This case broke the legal hold of segregation on America. And once again, we thought that we were free at last. But this was not a freedom that lasts. You see, finally, there was a young black preacher by the name of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who joined a coalition of black leaders, such as A. Philip Randolph and others, praise God, who pushed for the passage of the Civil Rights Law and the Voting Rights Act that would give us freedom in the eyes of the law. Dr. King pushed very hard, pointing to the day where we would be free at last. And in 1964 and 1965, the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act were both passed respectfully. And although we can go where we want to go, and although we can vote, praise God, the way we want to vote, praise God, this too was not a freedom that lasts.
Yeah, that's right.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYGKQJO.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.